Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ready for today's game with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
A complete look around the NFL and especially our Falcons.
Let's go out there and compete. Let's focus in on what our job is and do our job.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show, brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the home for our Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome into the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smokin' Joe Patrick here with you for the penultimate game of the 20.
I was going to drop penultimate. If you knew what it meant.
Sorry. Beat you to the punch. Master's degree's paying off already. The penultimate game of the Falcons 2025-2026 NFL season. Unfortunately, that is where it will come to an end next weekend against the Saints. Now, the Falcons still have an opportunity to play a pretty interesting factor in the NFC South playoff picture, given that they are themselves eliminated and the Bucs and the Panthers will be playing next weekend. Winner not ultimately taking all, if the Falcons can win tonight on Monday Night Football and potentially finish with the same record as those two teams if they win next week, which would be maybe one of the cruelest ways for the season to end in a three-way tie and still out of the playoffs. But nonetheless, it'd be fun to win some games. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good. You know, I would be doing better if the winner of the NFC South was going to have a better record than 9-8 or 8-9.
Yeah,
and knowing that it was so winnable for the Falcons this year, still reflecting on that 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I'm doing well, Andy. The sun is out. It's a relatively nice day for winter, or for December, although it is getting much colder over the last few hours.
Yeah, so I mean, it was 75 degrees the last 4 days.
Yeah, and
we were doing whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
And then we had to do this broadcast outside.
Like 4th of July for Christmas.
For a football team that's eliminated from the playoffs, and it's freezing, and the wind is knocking our tent over. But
good. What better way to get warm tonight than to go inside the lovely confines
of
Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That's right. Get warm in all kinds of different ways and
hopefully
watch the Falcons. You know, win a big game. It's obviously going to be a big test against the Rams, but I think it's probably one that Raheem Morris and this coaching staff is relishing because of, I think, what they feel like they can prove. And, you know, after a failure of a season, you want to show what could have been. And obviously for him, looking forward to, you know, potentially coaching this team in the future, obviously living up to that standard, tonight will be a big deal. So there is still quite a bit on the line. And one thing that we've come to understand in watching this team these last couple weeks since they've been eliminated is that they have not quit whatsoever on this season. So fully expect this Falcons team to, you know, give this Rams side all they've got. And we'll see who wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's been kind of the – that's been the truth of the last couple of weeks for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, once eliminated, what does that look like? I was worried that that Thursday night game against the Bucs was going to get a little sideways given the way the second half against the Seahawks went when they ultimately got eliminated. But they played hard, and they won the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, they came back from down 14 points in the fourth quarter, which is something they hadn't done in quite a while. And the Bucs are reeling right now for sure, but that's their problem because the Falcons were reeling before that win. And then to come out last weekend and play the way that they did also. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's, you know, these are small prizes. You don't get a ton of credit for not quitting when your season is over.
Yeah.
But
agreed.
Still good, but not, you know, doesn't rise to the level of much more than a pat on the back for me.
I'm really glad you said that and brought that up because I feel like in general there's been too much of an emphasis on, like, whether, you know, certain staff, whether that's Raheem Morris, Terry Fondo, like, do they deserve to come back based upon, you know, this winning this game?
To me, that's not about them. It's about the team. It's
totally
about the
agree.
Players.
Totally agree.
The players' pride and love of football and all that stuff that you would want a roster to have.
Yeah.
Good, they have it. Like, there's still games to be played.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I've learned a lot from working with Randy is, like, look, man, okay, you might be eliminated from the playoffs. You still get to go play football.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is fun.
Did you hear what Philip
Rivers...
if you don't
play it correctly, you might get hurt.
Did you hear what Philip Rivers had to say about this whole thing when he was asked about, you know, whether the games being meaningless or whatever? He's like, they're not meaningless. Like,
were the games
meaningless when you're 10 years old out there in the yard throwing it around?
Right.
No, you felt either great sadness or excitement after or during the game. And that's what we get out there and play for.
Yes,
so
and while that is true, and it is absolutely valid and valiant that is the effort that they're still giving, I don't expect fans to care about that
100%.
Because they're not out there having fun playing.
Right. Yes,
it's not fun watching the Falcons play
most weeks. Yeah.
So if a fan doesn't get motivated all that much by a two-game winning streak after your season has ended, I can't blame them for that because it's 8 years in a row now where the team's not going to be in the playoffs. And you said it just a minute ago, the layer of frustration, it might not even be on top. It might be the layer of frustration that this division is going to be won at either 9-8 or 8-9.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it's unfathomable that this team will be on the outside looking in again on a division where the winner might actually be 8-9.
Like,
if the Falcons wanted 8-9, whatever. They're in the playoffs, you know. The streak is broken, and we're talking about postseason football, and anything can happen. And I think this year especially kind of feels like anything can happen with how level the playing field seems to be outside of maybe the top one or two teams in each conference. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a team that managed to lose 7 out of 8 games in the middle of the year.
Failed again.
And failed again. So, it's unfortunate. I think there's a few factors at play with this matchup tonight, given that, you might be able to prove something, like you're talking about, against a really good team in Los Angeles. I also think that Raheem and him coming from this staff and so clearly talking about wanting to emulate what he does in building his program off of what they do. I think that's interesting as well.
It's
definitely something to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I think that when you look at the Rams as an organization, I think it's kind of what Raheem Morris hoped to emulate when he came in is to kind of establish some of the best practices and just some of what has made the Rams so successful over the last few years. Of course, so much of that success is kind of founded in Sean McVay and just the unique qualities that he has as a head coach and as a play caller. And that's what's not been replicated here under Zach Robinson in this offensive scheme, which hasn't been, Zach has obviously gotten his fair share of criticism, and rightly so. I'm not saying it's not deserved, but it hasn't been all bad, but it just clearly has not been consistent enough week to week. And, it's a shame that also Michael Penix is not playing in this game because who were we hearing the comparisons, not like of what they are now, but of what he had the potential to be, was Matt Stafford, the quarterback who will be showcased here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the former Georgia quarterback, and just someone who has that electric arm that I think they felt like Michael Penix was going to be able to and will continue to be able to exploit over the course of his career. But it's unfortunate that we won't get to see that particular matchup, that quarterback matchup.
Yeah, I mean, that hopefully we can continue to make that comparison beyond just the arm strength, right? Like Matt Stafford's put
there's
together.
So much more
there's
to it.
Right. There's so much more to it, and Stafford's proven in so many different ways to be, one of the best of his generation.
He's no looking guy. He's no looking 20-yard digs down the middle of the field. Like it's incredible.
Well, he's playing the best quarterback of his life this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of it
has huge question marks around his health.
No, I mean we bring this up every time we talk about Matt Stafford because we were worried about him in August when he had to take an epidural in his back in order to practice. There's no question about the guy's toughness. I mean, we've known what he did in Detroit for all those years to stay on 2 feet was proof enough. But I mean, to even get out there this year and be playing at all, let alone at an MVP level, and he very likely will win the MVP this season, his first of his career at this age, and who knows what they go on to do this season. But there's a lot of talk about wanting to sort of take parts of the culture that Raheem was around in L.A., bring him here. I read a lot of the quotes that he had this week about, me, not we, or we, not me, or whatever. Like the stuff that coaches say that they take from other coaches, that's just sort of a different way of saying what every coaching staff says about what they want.
Right.
And it's all true. I'm being like a little sarcastic, but also it's all true. All of these teams have to be run like that in order for them to be successful. But that's also not why they're successful. It's part of it.
Right.
But the reason the Rams have been so successful for the 9 years that Sean McVay has been their head coach is because Sean McVay has been their head coach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they're organizational structure is good. Obviously, Les needs a really good general manager, and they've made a lot of good decisions, like in the blank those picks era and then post blank those picks era to sort of restock their roster.
They pulled it off.
They did. They pulled it off, but the reason they're able to pull it off is because they have a brilliant offensive play caller at head coach.
Yeah.
And ultimately, culture is built on are you good?
Yeah.
And they're really good.
Right.
And that's why it's worked.
The old Trent Dilferism. You can't win in the NFL by losing games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's
and Sean McVay.
There's never been a good culture, like a good building culture in the NFL that was 7-10.
Right.
Consistently,
right,
year over year over year. Maybe 1 year. Maybe you have a blip year where you're down.
Right.
But the good. It's funny how the organizations with good culture also win all
just
the time.
Happened to be in the playoffs.
Isn't that funny? That's weird,
right,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny how culture and winning go hand in
hand. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Sean McVay, just because of his extraordinary, you know, they say he has, like, a photographic memory, too, or he's just got, like, so, honestly, maybe, like, some natural gifts that allow him to be so effective at game planning and scheming up his system. But he gives his team a chance to win just through scheme alone, basically. And as long as the players aren't kind of crapping the bed, then they're going to go out there and be one of the best teams in the NFL. So it's obviously a huge challenge for the Falcons tonight.
Yep, definitely is. I know we'll spend some time on this probably more in the next segment, but beyond just tonight, a lot of the focus after you're eliminated from the playoffs is front-facing, and you're thinking about what happens next and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting report coming out over the weekend about a former Falcon legend, Matt Ryan, being involved potentially in the future of the Falcons with a potential front office role. Now, none of this has happened yet. It's all reported, but it's all pretty well reported from some pretty reliable sources at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts briefly, and then we'll dig into it more deeply on the other side.
I think there's something to it. And I don't know if it's what people are expecting. I've heard a lot of conversation about it, and to me the conversation is a little bit askew, at least from not my understanding, because I don't have actual reporting on this, but just from what I think Matt Ryan's role will be, and I think we'll talk about that.
Yeah. No, I think that's the most interesting part, is what's the role actually going to be? Front office is a pretty generic.
There's more than one role in the front office.
That's
like my gripe is, like, everybody's like GM. Like, he's going to be like, there's lots of different roles in the front office.
Sometimes even made up ones.
Exactly. It could be a new role.
Could be.
What
I meant.
Probably would have.
Sometimes
been
a new role.
Made up slash new.
Sometimes a ceremonial one. No, that's not.
It
what
will not
that's
be
not. That's not what this would be. But it is. It's intriguing. And I mean, I'll say this at the very least, and then we'll get more into it. It's something for people to, like, feel positive about.
Yeah.
It feels like the general reaction that I've seen from Falcons fans on social media and hearing a little bit today on the radio station. It's like, all right, that's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah.
That's like the first time in months we've been able to say, all right, that's kind of cool about something going on with the Falcons.
Yeah,
so that's good. I'll take that. We'll
absolutely
come back and talk more about it on the other side right here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I actually used it. You know what? This is one of the less masculine things about me, but I used it in a salad dressing, actually.
Is that right?
mix it with mayonnaise and like it makes a nice like.
What would you say is not masculine about that? That sounds pretty manly
like,
to me.
Just makes it use like a cool sauce like what? The W sauce for some salad dressing.
Taking care of your own physical.
It made it like meaty though.
Worrying about your own physical condition, Joe. There's nothing more manly than that. Okay, you got to take care of yourself. No one else is gonna. No one else. I'm not going to come over there and tell you what to eat. Okay. Now W sauce is delicious. It's really good. They got all kinds of different. The Fireshire spicy and good.
Yeah.
There's the one that I like. I don't remember which one it is, but it goes really good on eggs. A really good breakfast.
Yes, on eggs. Yes. Absolutely.
The W sauce is very good. Head over to the WSauce.com to pick you up some. We'll take a look at some of the other games from the weekend in about 20 minutes and also look ahead to weekend or week 18 in the NFL where there's a handful of really interesting games.
Yep.
Obviously some winner in games.
Right.
Some playoff implications. And then also Saturday night, the Seahawks and the 49ers playing for the number one seed in the NFC. That was the best game of the weekend last night. That Sunday night game last night between the Bears and the 49ers.
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous.
From the first play of the game where the Bears pick six them and take it back to the final play of the game where Caleb's scrambling around and fires it to the end zone, almost finds his guy. Like, that was highly entertaining.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Getting you ready for the Falcons and the Rams tonight on Monday Night Football as well. Shout out to everybody who hit me up on Twitter at TBM929 and said my mic sounded bad. Hopefully we're trying to fix it. We're also it is windy as hell out here, so who knows? That might be part of it as well. But hey, we're broadcasting live from the Steel Bridge.
How about it?
Just because the Falcons are eliminated from the playoffs, me and Joe are still outside broadcasting, tailgating.
We're still here.
So if you're coming by.
18 weeks strong.
Airplane bottles are welcome. We will accept.
Speaking of, you mentioned the Seahawks. Did you see the stat that Sam Darnold is now one of like five quarterbacks in NFL history to have two consecutive 13-plus win seasons?
No.
As a quarterback? Think about that. Isn't that crazy?
That is him and, like, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, it's Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers, and I think there's, like, one other player.
And old Sammy Darnold. He's got to be the first one to do it with two different teams, right?
Probably, yeah.
This is the Vikings last year, the Seahawks this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too, about that team is if they win, they've never won 14 games in a season before. I think they went 13-3
maybe
in one of their Super Bowl years, but they've never won 14 games. They've never scored this many points. There's a lot of records being set by Sam Darnold and that team.
And they're doing it with a defensive coach, a defensive coach they hired in the same cycle in which the Falcons hired Raheem Moore and hiring Mike McDonald. Yep. A guy who had some ties with Georgia, by the way, coached at UGA for a little bit before, getting a good stint.
Mike McDonald, he's from here.
He's
from the Atlanta area.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. And he went to Centennial High School right in the Alpharetta-Roswell area. And doing a great job there. And just goes to show, just because you hire a defensive coach doesn't mean – what's funny is, like, a lot of the times these defensive coaches actually know more about offense or just as much about offense. Because think about it. Like, if you're a defense, like, you have to try to stop offenses. That means you have to know what they're trying to do when they get into certain formations, alignments, those kinds of things. So just a heck of a job he's done out there.
Yeah, it's also another example of one of these teams that are going to make the playoffs this year that either hired a coach in that same coaching cycle or more recently than that. The Patriots are in their first year with Vrabel, and they're going to be in there as well.
Yeah.
So probably one of the things that information does is make Falcons fans mad about the hire that they made, but it may also be a motivator for a ownership group or a front office that's hesitant about making change so quickly is, well, sometimes if you just get it right, you can be right back in the mix in a year or two.
That's right, yeah. I mean, the NFL is kind of built to have a quick turnaround. And along those lines, obviously this Matt Ryan story has cropped up in the news, which we were teasing a little bit before we went to break. And there's another team, Andy, that I personally think is a model for what this Falcons organization can potentially do, I guess starting this offseason, potentially with the hiring of Matt Ryan, if that comes to pass. And that team is the Detroit Lions. And we may have talked about this on the show before. If not, I've definitely talked about it on the podcast, Joe Patrick on Football, which you can find on 92.9 The Game's YouTube channel or just wherever you get your podcasts, or it's Joe Patrick on Football, but especially on the Odyssey app. But in the same year offseason in which the Falcons ended up hiring Arthur Smith, The Lions were also looking for a new head coach. They were also looking for a new general manager. The Falcons hired Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith. And they also were had a little bit of a ownership transition, which is also kind of something that is potentially on the horizon for this Falcons organization with, you know, Arthur Blank just kind of getting older, as we know he is. And that offseason, the new owner, and the name is escaping me right now. I know it was a female. She needed help. She decided she needed help in this, you know, venture going forward to make these key hires. And so she actually was looking to Chris Spielman to actually be the GM. She reached out to him, asked if he wanted to be the GM for the team, and he said no, it's not what he wanted to do, but he would help her look for the GM. So what they did was they gave him a new role in the front office called special assistant to the president/chairperson, which was this owner. And Chris Spielman comes in, leads the team that ultimately interviews and hires Brad Holmes, the GM, who's done a fantastic job there. Brad Holmes, after he was hired, I don't know if it was exactly on his request, but they all decided for Spielman to stay together, stay on for the hiring of the head coach, which proved to be Dan Campbell, which, remember, was laughed at
yeah.
the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
not
what are they doing?
The time, but like in the first year plus.
Yeah, because they were not successful.
They weren't successful. Yeah. He was biting kneecaps.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And so, but ultimately, what the role for Spielman was to help craft an identity and a culture around this Lions organization that had been known for being a totally dysfunctional organization at that point in time. Let's remember, like, before this current successful stint that they have had, they're the losingest organization in the NFL. They had like three playoff appearances up until this most recent bit. And so basically Spielman in his role has stayed on. He still has this role in which he was appointed, and he has access to every part of the business. And it hasn't been widely reported because he's not out there in front like taking a lot of credit for it. But remember, he is a former broadcaster too, just like Matt Ryan is currently. But, you know, Chris Spielman has done everything from he's on the field during some practices, you know, playing shadow linebacker and kind of giving some tips here and there to some players. But he's also in, like we've talked about, in the meetings with Brad Holmes, kind of being, he plays the devil's advocate. Even if there's a decision that he feels like is the right one, he's constantly trying to like nitpick and poke holes in plans, and just to ensure that they have everything in order. And then also, he's putting the cheerleaders through tackling drills. He's doing role playing for salespeople that are selling season tickets, playing the role of the skeptical longtime Lions fan living in Detroit. He's giving football seminars on the blocking and tackling, the formations and alignments to business people who shouldn't otherwise know this stuff, but all in an effort to just get everybody on the same page and ultimately dedicated to the most important thing, which is just winning football games at the end of the day. And, you know, you have to say it's been a very successful venture.
Yeah. So your point being?
Point being that Matt Ryan can potentially do something similar. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of my skis and say that, like, this is what he's going to be or whatever, but he is someone who is extremely familiar with the organization, first of all, but also just the city in general, knows, I think, the Falcons fan, understands what it takes to win in the NFL, having been, you know, as close to the top as possible without, you know, lifting that Lombardi trophy that he so desperately wants. And also for him personally, I got to say, like, you know, everybody's saying like, well, he could be this great broadcaster. You know, he doesn't need the money, and that requires a lot of travel that I think a lot of people just don't generally consider. And I feel like this would be a job that would fit potentially a lifestyle where he can just have a normal family life here in Atlanta, and also, you know, feeds a little bit of that, maybe that competitive edge that he still has and wanting to see this team rise to the top.
Yeah, no, I think the report of Matt Ryan potentially headed towards a front office role with the Falcons is very interesting for a lot of the reasons that you spell out there. And it's not just Spielman in Detroit. I mean, John Lynch is a former player who's had great success as a GM of San Francisco.
Dan Morgan in Carolina.
Dan Morgan, John Elway for a tenure.
Tony Boselli in Jacksonville.
There's a history of former players stepping into the front office and having success. Look, The criticism or the pushback I've heard is, well, what are his qualifications? Sure, yeah, he's never done it before. I don't know. So what? He played in the NFL for 15 years. He's been around.
What, do you want some nerd to come in here?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, he might not be qualified day one to do every single thing that the job requires.
Right.
But he's also qualified to do a lot of the parts of the job that is required on day one. Like, the only way to get better at something like that is to be around it.
Yes.
And learn what it takes. And I don't mean for, like, you know, this is not a defeatist or nihilist statement here, but, like, what do they have to lose?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Matt Ryan has proven to be good at all the other stuff they asked him to do. Why can't he be good at this too? Like, it seems like a reasonable risk if that's something that they wanted to try. I don't even know how risky it is.
I don't think it's much of a risk at all, and I think he has the experience and qualifications that are the hardest to attain, which is finding somebody in the front office who really understands the locker room, the players, and just ultimately what it takes day in, day out on the practice field to and on Sundays to be successful and have a winning culture.
You're listening to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, live from the Steel Bridge over Centennial Yards. Yeah, people are probably on their way. They'll be here soon, hopefully. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's cold and all that.
It's windy, man. I feel like it's hard to toss the pigskin around out here when in this wind.
This is our second Monday Night Football game of the year. The first one was the Bills.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a different...
Well, different vibe.
different vibe. Bit of a different vibe, but that was the best game they played all year.
It was. This team in primetime is pretty damn good.
They're 3-1 in primetime this year. 4-1 and 3-1? We'll make it 4-1 tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. We'll take a break, come back here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Broadcasting live from the Steel Bridge right over the top of Centennial Yards. If you are on your way down here, I don't know what traffic's like, but once you get down here, it's probably going to be all right.
Bring your windproof gear.
Yeah.
Keep the wind off you.
Bring your glove. Now, luckily, once we get in there, the roof will be closed and the climate will be controlled because the temperatures are dropping rapidly out there. And it's windy as hell, too, as I'm sure people know that are driving around. But we're broadcasting here underneath the brand-new, beautiful 92.9 The Game tent. Lovely tent. I think this is the first time we've used it. It blew over three times before you got here, Joe. And this
is this a different tent?
This leg cracked. Look at that.
Oh,
and it's
wow,
broken.
That's
look
why
at
it's
that.
Tied.
The metal on the on the leg broke.
Is that from the wind?
From the wind. Yeah. That's the kind of elements we're braving right
breaking
now
stuff
to bring
here.
You Falcons pregame coverage.
Like Jim Cantore. We're like holding on to light poles.
You and I are the Jim Cantore of 92.9 The Game. Absolutely.
that's right.
Because you know where Mike and Bo are going to be for the network pregame show? They're going to be warm inside. Probably drinking hot cocoa, you know, pampered.
Yeah, I mean, the show before is they were in the nest, you know,
they're
having
in the
some
nest.
Drinks.
They're at a bar hanging out. We don't even have a table.
We're out here
broadcasting
on
top of
out here with the people.
We
have our stuff set up on a tote.
Yeah.
It's a little kind of on the ground.
It's a Rubbermaid tote, the one that you get from Costco.
We can't walk more than 3 feet away from it because we're tethered by our headsets.
We're plugged in like we're playing Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that's right.
In our best friend's basement. You can't go too far away, otherwise you're gonna unplug the controller. Yeah. This is the pregame show that a 6-9 team deserves.
Yeah.
We're going to look around the rest of the league here in just a few minutes. As always, that'll be brought to you by Hatfield. Better pork, head to simplyhatfield.com. Also, make sure to stay tuned later for that pampered Ticketmaster halftime show brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, before we look at some of the other stuff that's gone on this weekend and looking ahead to next weekend as well, a couple final thoughts on the Matt Ryan rumors. It seems like those aren't rumors. We don't know what it's going to be,
yeah.
But Matt Ryan's going to have a role with the Falcons.
I think so.
It seems very likely.
I think so.
It's just a matter of what it is.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if it's a new role that they create to where he's sort of in between the general manager and the president and Arthur Blank, and like you were talking about a little bit with the Spielman role in Detroit, where he kind of has his hands in everything, but more of an overseeing role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's fine.
Yeah.
If he goes to be the general manager, that's fine. I will say, that would be some pretty, like, calculated revenge if you took the long road to take the job of the guy that tried to replace you with Deshaun Watson, and then you demanded to get traded. And then it's like, you know what, Terry? I'll see you in a couple years, man. I doubt that that's what's actually happened,
yeah.
But that would be a very Game of Thrones.
Well, I've seen some – I mean, you referred not to this, but, you know, there's kind of this pessimistic outlook to this news, which to me is more of that this is just a ceremonial thing for him, and it's just something to kind of give you some good PR.
Well,
and I would say that if that were the case, I hope it's not the case, and I'm not saying it.
I need to know what the job is before I react.
That's
like that.
Totally fair. Yeah. Totally fair. If that is the case, then that would be a massive disappointment, obviously, for Falcons fans, because you know Falcons fans don't want to just be kind of appeased to. They just want to see, you know, winning football. But I also think that is a lot of what these kind of limited partners are, which is kind of more, it's kind of like a ceremonial way for people in the community, high profile people in the community to have like a share in you know, the future and growth of this organization. So I don't think it's going to be that. I feel like if they wanted to, like, you know, just make Matt Ryan a friendly face and, you know, maybe do some PR for them, that may be what they would do. But I don't think that if they're going to bring him into the building for a, you know, quote unquote, like front office role, he will have actual responsibilities and, you know, things that he's doing actively.
Well, I think they've already kind of done some of what you just talked about in a non-front office role, but just in terms of being around.
Mm.
Like Matt Ryan, since he retired, has been brought back in and he's in the Ring of Honor and he's there at training camp sometimes, and you know what I mean? Like, they very clearly patched up whatever the issues were, and understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to replace him. It didn't work out. He demanded a trade. It was what it was. I think everybody sort of understood his side of things back in 2022, the business side of it. So it feels like any damage that may have been, you know, briefly done there has been dealt with. So, you know, the face, the Matt Ryan, the face has returned as a part of the franchise. But he's also on TV and he's good at it.
Absolutely.
It's something that he seems to like doing. That's the thing, is like, if you're going to take me away from that, which is fun and seems to be pretty easy for him to do, he's not doing it for the money. Like, Matt Ryan made more money than any of us will ever dream of making in his NFL career.
Right.
He's coming in likely with a unfinished business mentality of, I tried my hardest to win a Super Bowl for this franchise for 14 years and got damn close to doing it. The next best thing would be getting reinvolved with the organization and actually bringing a Lombardi Trophy to these fans because they so desperately deserve it. It just feels that the other thing too of like, with nothing to prove professionally, it feels like, if you're going to bring a guy like that into your front office, that's not just a yes man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If that's been a criticism of the Falcons front office, fair or unfair, that's not what this guy is going to be.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you what he thinks. A, because he wants to genuinely win, because he wants to, because he's been a part of the franchise for all this time. And B, because if you're going to you know, if you're not going to listen to him, you're not going to take his advice, then he's just going to leave.
Right.
And go back to being, you know, dad and
yeah.
the 300
be successful
millionaire.
At something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, yeah, no, I think that part of it all kind of tracks. Now, again,
yeah.
will he be good at it? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's never done it.
Yeah.
But everybody who's never done it has never done it until
right.
they do it.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
John Lynch had never done it, and they yeah. they win a Super Bowl, but they got damn close.
Yeah. Every pilot is taking has taken a first flight somewhere. You
yeah.
know,
and I don't want to be in that plane.
And they're not necessarily
you know?
By themselves. You know, like they'll have a co-pilot
yeah.
with them that like helps them. And but like everybody, you know, so you have to get off the ground at some point. And
here's
again,
what it also
I think
can't
that he
be,
has
though.
The experience that is the hardest to find.
I agree. I think simply being like. Being a franchise level quarterback is different than just playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
like being the face of a franchise for a decade plus, and playing at the level and earning at the level that he did,
mm-hmm.
I think is sort of a different thing
mm-hmm.
in the league than like you know being a really good corner for 8 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a different responsibility level. But this can't be. All of the rumors of, hey, there's change coming, potential change coming for the Falcons in the offseason. The change can't simply be that we, like, got bigger from a front office standpoint. Like,
yeah.
oh, more government. Let's just put another...
More bureaucracy.
Another
yeah,
checkpoint
yeah.
in the ladder
right,
from
yeah.
from coaching staff up to the top and from the top down back to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, if you're serious about this not being acceptable... then other things have to happen too.
Right.
And I think both of those things can happen. But when I will say my reaction was sort of multifaceted when I read the news yesterday.
Uh-huh.
One of the reactions was pessimism. I was like, oh, this is – all right, here we go. This is a PR move. Here's the PR.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the make people happy
that,
at the end of the
yeah.
season
and
thing.
And if that's all it is, then it's going to be a failure.
Yeah.
You know,
it can't be.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more I thought about it and the more reasonable I tried to be about it, I was like, nah – he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There would be no reason to do that for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, right. Agree.
And
agree.
Then all the other stuff we just talked about. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so I think it's exciting. I think most people, I would say, whenever there is like some criticism to news that is this, I think, broadly accepted and wanted, that pushback kind of gets amplified because it's, I don't know, an interesting counterpoint or something. But ultimately, I think most Falcons fans were... very happy to hear this news and want it to come to fruition because they have an underlying faith in Matt Ryan that he's going to bring the goods, basically.
Yeah, I think most people do. I think most people do. Even if, you know, there's a debate about how great of a player you think he was, whatever. If that's
yeah.
a debate you want to have, that's fine. But I don't think anybody questions, like, the leadership, the presence in the locker room, the like the intellect like the
right.
to grasp all of it like it
right.
seems like all that is pretty established and so yeah I don't know we'll see where it goes
yep.
I will say it's easy to do the fully pessimistic thing and be like oh it's just the Falcons trying to be you know save face whatever do the fully optimistic thing imagine just for a second
yeah,
like
yeah.
imagine that path of like say this takes place and Matt Ryan becomes whatever it is whatever czar of football whatever role he undertakes in the front office. And he does it well, and 5 years from now we're talking about a Super Bowl, and Matt Ryan finally gets to lift a Lombardi trophy as a member of the Falcons organization.
Yeah.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, for, you know, a guy that was as close as anybody's been in this organization, if he was able to actually bring that thing home, that'd be a hell of a story.
Yep.
So
yep.
that's the alternate side of it. That's the good side of it.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I'm hoping for. You and me out here doing a Wait For It tailgate show in 2030. And it's week 17
love
and
it.
People are here.
Hey,
you know?
You never know. Maybe sooner. We're seeing these teams turn around in a year.
Teams have turned it around faster. There's no question about that. As we look around the rest of the league brought to you by Hatfield, there was some absolute dog blank football games
yes,
over the last
was.
6 days.
This is...
Look, I know we love the NFL and we'll take as much of it as you can give us. But that crap they served us on Christmas was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
That was,
yeah.
It was not good. It was not good football played by teams quarterbacked by not very good quarterbacks. And So,
yeah,
whatever.
And I heard people say, like, you'd be begging for this slate in July.
No,
you know?
I wouldn't.
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, I wouldn't. I'm going to go play golf.
If I am, slide me. You know,
yeah,
I'm just
like. I'm not. I love great football. And that's what was so fun about Monday night.
Right,
Sunday football last night between the Bears and the 49ers. There were a few good games throughout the weekend, but that game last night was an absolute pleasure to watch.
Yes.
By the way, my mouth is not working.
Absolutely.
Because my lips are freezing.
Is it because of that mustache you got going on?
Well, the mustache keep my lips warm. Thank God I kept that. Today was the wrong day to shave the beard. I'll tell you that. Now, we were watching a movie earlier today, me and the kids, and I was like, the character in the movie had a mustache. And I was like,
oh, that's how it happened.
You think it'd be funny if Dad had a mustache? Yeah, they're out of school.
Nice.
And we had nothing to do today.
Love it.
So we're watching a movie, and I ran out of stuff. You know, they played with all their Christmas presents.
I was all out of tricks.
Already. I was out of tricks. So I was like, you think it'd be funny if Dad shaved a mustache? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So we went and did it. And Jack thought it was really funny to watch me shave. He had never done it.
Oh, nice.
And then when I got done, I'll show you the video during the break. Lily hated it. She said, I look like a meatball. Which,
yeah.
I don't know if that's like a slur or whatever. I don't know if she's doing stuff like that yet, but
she's already.
That's what she said. And I think that's just like a funny thing to say. But, yeah, so she hated it. But, yeah, so I got a mustache right now.
Now we just need to get you in your church gear, and then you'll look, you'll have the full look.
Yeah, I've had a lot of different looks during the Wade Ford tailgate show season, haven't I?
Yes, it's great. It's great for me. Great entertainment for me.
And meanwhile, Joe just looks like GQ every Sunday or Monday or Thursday.
At least for the home games.
Because he's got his nice jacket on and his button-up shirt.
Got to look nice.
All right,
can't be slumming it around the press box.
Week 18, we've got three games that are for playoff spots. Two of them are, well, not entirely win and you're in. Pittsburgh and Baltimore win and
Pittsburgh,
you're
Baltimore,
in. Simple
I mean,
as that.
It's a playoff game.
Simple as that. The Bucs and the Panthers, pretty much like that, unless the Falcons win tonight and win in New Orleans. In week 18, in which case the Panthers get in.
Oh, I'm sorry, here.
Yeah, that would be here.
Against
so the Falcons, if they win tonight, can actually control the fate of the teams in the NFC South, albeit not their own fate, unfortunately. And then the Seahawks and the 49ers will play for the number one seed in the NFC on Saturday night as well, which is pretty fun.
Yeah,
that was a
great.
Pretty good rivalry about 15
years ago. Love
a
Saturday night game when it's a good one.
Yeah, I do
late
too.
Late in the season.
I like that they decided to put that standalone,
yep.
Kind of give it its own moment and
yep.
All of that. Yep. So.
Some good football coming up
cool
with the playoffs.
Stuff.
NFL
yeah.
Playoffs is like
yeah.
Is ridiculous, and we
yeah.
Got college football playoffs too, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, no, we got play-in games or whatever you want to call it, pre-playoff games,
yep.
Division championship games, whatever that'll be played in Week 18, and then the playoffs right after that. We're getting you ready for the Falcons and the Rams tonight. Rams, very good. We will get more into what they bring to the table in the second hour of the show. Thanks for being with us here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.